What is gerrymandering, and why did the Supreme Court rule on it? Voting districts. Michael Wines explains the practice of drawing legislative districts to win elections. The Supreme Court ruled that federal courts cannot decide a question with momentous political consequences. Whether congressional district maps in Maryland and North Carolina that were drawn specifically to tilt political power in favor of one party, a practice known as partisan gerrymandering, are acceptable. District courts had thrown the maps out as unconstitutional, but the decisions were appealed. When the Supreme Court heard arguments in the two cases in March 2019, the justices seemed divided on partisan lines over key issues, much as they had during an earlier hearing on the Maryland case last year. In the end, the Supreme Court decided 5-4 that the question of partisan gerrymandering was a political one that must be resolved by the elected branches of government and not a legal question that the federal courts should decide. Here are the answers to some common questions about rigged electoral maps and the revolutionary patriot for whom they are, perhaps unfairly, named. What is gerrymandering? It is a way that governing parties try to cement themselves in power by tilting the political map steeply in their favor. The goal is to draw boundaries of legislative districts so that as many seats as possible are likely to be won by the party's candidates. Drafters accomplish it mainly through two practices commonly called packing and cracking. A packed district is drawn to include as many of the opposing party's voters as possible. That helps the governing party win surrounding districts where the opposition's strength has been diluted to create the packed district. Cracking does the opposite. It splits up clusters of opposition voters among several districts so that they will be outnumbered in each district. An efficiently gerrymandered map has a maximum number of districts that each contain just enough governing party supporters to let the party's candidates win and hold the seat safely, even during wave elections when the opposition does especially well. And it packs the opposition supporters into a minimum number of districts that the opposition will win overwhelmingly. Where is gerrymandering most notable now? Currently, rigged maps tend to be the most prevalent and most tilted in states under Republican control. That is in part because Republicans did exceptionally well in the 2010 elections, giving the party far wider control of state legislatures, which oversaw redistricting after the 2010 census. The National Republican Party had poured money and expertise into state legislative races with a specific aim of gaining control over redistricting. The Democratic Party had not. Many political scientists consider the House maps in Republican-controlled states like North Carolina, Michigan, Ohio, and Texas to have the most pronounced partisan slants. Pennsylvania was also on the list until its map was redrawn last year. Among Democratic-held states, Maryland, Illinois, and, to some observers, California, are regarded as the most tilted. Illinois is especially notable for its pizza slice division of metropolitan Chicago, using generous helpings of urban Democrats to offset the heavily Republican suburbs in district after district. Why did the issue come before the Supreme Court? Opponents have argued in a string of lawsuits dating back decades that extreme partisan gerrymanders violate the Constitution. But while the Supreme Court has struck down gerrymanders that were based on voters' race, it had yet to invalidate a map based on party. That was largely because the justices have not been able to agree on a legal standard that would let them distinguish between illegal partisan maps and acceptable ones. The challenges to the House maps in North Carolina and Maryland emphasized new legal arguments against partisan gerrymandering, primarily that the practice punishes voters for choosing a particular party. Many people considered the Maryland and North Carolina cases the court's last opportunity for a generation to break the legal impasse over partisan gerrymanders. What did the Supreme Court say? The majority opinion, written by Chief Justice John Roberts and joined by four other conservative justices, said that in order for judges to evaluate claims of partisan gerrymandering, they would need a limited and precise standard that would be clear, manageable, and politically neutral. But no one had proposed one, the court said. The court noted that it was not condoning or endorsing partisan gerrymandering. Rather, it said that Congress and the states had the power to deal with the issue. Where did the name gerrymandering come from? The practice takes its name from Elbridge Gerry, another figure from the Revolution, who later served as Madison's vice president. When he was governor of Massachusetts in 1812, Gerry signed a bill allowing his party to draw state Senate districts that were meant to favor its candidates over the rival Federalists. One serpentine district looked to some like a salamander. A Boston editorial cartoonist drew it with a head and claws and labeled it as the gerrymander.